This month, a new Savannah restaurant began serving dishes that feature purple ribbon sugarcane. Tyler Williams is the chef at Husk Savannah. Hi there, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So, what is the, obviously ingredients matter when you're cooking things, but what is the difference between different strains of sugar?
Well, there are refined sugars, and then there are sugars indicative of space and place, and we at Husk try to strive to move away from these refined sugars and into more natural sugars, especially following the culture of the Low Country, where people would use either cane or sorghum and boil down the sugar from their little plot that they grew each year, and that would subsist them throughout the year for all their sugar needs, and that's my goal at the restaurant with my cooking.
What does purple ribbon sugarcane taste different?
Absolutely, it was such a surprise. It was a delight. It is so much darker and more mysterious than your usual blonde sugarcane syrup. It has these truffle notes to it, and this grassiness and this salty, sweet luxuriousness to it that is just a blessing to have this world-class product. And on the first go-round, usually people plant sugarcane for yield or mix and match different varietals. They're not grown for this high sugar content. And the space and place of Sapelo and where Jerome is at Coastal Gourmet Farms, it just brings that terroir to it that makes a real unique feeling and flavor of where we are in the world.
And I understand, Cornelia was talking about the process of turning it into a syrup, and I understand you guys serve it with the cornbread. But what's a good recipe?
A fancy biscuit.
Yeah. what recipe is best served with a purple ribbon sugar cane?
Well, it's so fantastic unadulterated, but I'm in love with the idea of pressing it fresh with ginger grown on the island and turmeric and sour orange and making that like the best lemonade or drink that we could have. It's beautiful lacquered on wild game. It has those truffle notes.
To make a glaze, you mean?
Oh, absolutely. Wild game is a very storied part of our culture down here, where people will just love to go out in the rice fields and hunt and bringing things that are so things that grow together go together. I'm on the hunt for the chinkapin. I want to put this syrup with chinkapin. I think the chestnut and truffle is just a beautiful pairing. Wild game. But we make a beautiful Sapelo Island cane cake at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Whipped, obviously, everybody likes honey butter, so,
yeah.
So we're doing our replication of that for our cornbread.
And this would be a very sweet form of that. Tyler Williams is the chef at the restaurant Husk Savannah. It opened this month, so congratulations and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for getting me up so early.
It's good for the health.